sometimes we pray kind of out of the rule or the discipline of prayer. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, like I'm going to have an hour of prayer, and in my prayer time, I pray for this thing, I pray for that thing, and I cover a certain checklist. And even if you don't write out your checklist, you have it in your soul. You know, we have our own little checklist of things, and we pray for them. And pretty soon, though, without realizing it, it becomes kind of the Protestant rosary. You know, we pray it through, we say it through. If we do it, we have the grace. If we don't do it, we have the guilt. And we feel a little virtue when we fulfill it, and we feel a little condemnation when we fail it. And really, I don't even want to, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that it's not as right as it could be. And there's something about the penetrating prayer, the continued prayer, that maybe there are some things that we have to pray for and follow the checklist. I mean, pilots who take off on a plane, they go through a check. You know, they do it all the time. They go through this, that, and they go through a list to make sure they don't forget something. And that's not bad. But there's things that God has actually put on our hearts, and that's what I want to talk about. There are things that God has put directly on our heart, things that he's put on your heart, in each one of us, that is a unique passion to us. It's not a passion to everybody as it is a passion to you. There's something that God has given you to give birth to. There's something he has put actually in your spirit, that you are a co-creator with God in that redemptive purpose. I mean co-creator in that he has chosen to use you in that process to bring his power, his virtue, his glory, his spirit through you in the prayer process to release that thing back to God. And then you have two that are in agreement, you and God, and where two or more agree as to touch anything is done. So you carry something. There's a unique thing.